Gaming all the way to the bank. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The World Health Organization has seen enough and will add to the official list of recognized illnesses an illness called gaming disorder. The doctors have figured out what parents of young males have known for years. Too much computer gaming makes you sick. Where they draw the line is when the gaming, quote, takes precedence over other life interests and daily activities, as in when you spend 12 months living in the garage playing Minecraft. Except I'm learning that there's actually a lot of money in Minecraft. It sold 107 million copies, and if you can create a really compelling virtual world, you can set up a server and charge people to enter. In fact, the FBI discovered that the internet blackout in 2016, right before the election, was caused not by some rogue state, but by rival Minecraft hosts hijacking computers trying to shut each other down.
Most people never even understood that their device had been hijacked and turned against rival Minecraft servers.
That's Garrett Graff at Wired.com. There are even Minecraft fight songs.
Dig in Minecraft style.
10 million views on YouTube.
Minecraft style.
FBI determined in the course of this that people were actually making $100,000 a month.
What?
So there's incredible money in this.
Bottom line, gaming disorder is official. The only question is how to treat it. You call in a good psychiatrist,
I am a minor,
or a good stockbroker. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.